going to talk about the capital grants today. There are also program grants. So if you, I said this earlier this morning, but if you feel like you're maybe in the wrong place and you really care about capital grants, or I'm sorry, program grants, feel free to slip out. That happened to someone this morning. So, oh, hang on here. Turn this on. Okay. So the purpose of today's meeting is to go over the investment and innovation program generally, and then the capital grants more specifically. Talk about the eligibility requirements, the grant and match criteria, and the application process. I want to direct your attention, if you didn't see it coming in, this handbook has pretty much everything we're going to cover today in it. So it's got all the application questions throughout the whole process and the requirements and a lot of details. So you might want to refer to that. There's copies in the back. We have an hour in here, but this morning it took about 40 minutes, and then we had a lot of time for questions and question and answer. We've got a bunch of staff here in the side, Matt, Michelle, Bryce, and Laura, and they're all available to help answer questions and talk to you afterwards if you want to stick around. We'll be here for a little bit. Let's see. And if you didn't see them, restrooms are right down the hallway to the left. Some beverages and snacks back there. There's a sign-in sheet. I think all of you signed in. And there's a place you can mark a box if you want to get information about the program. If we have any updates, we'll do a mass email. We don't do that very often. I think we've sent one out this year. This session is being recorded, and it's going to be posted to our website for people who couldn't make it. I think that's it for logistics. So I want to quickly, for those of you who don't know Metro very well, we're a regional government that serves more than 1.5 million people in 3 counties, and the boundary includes Portland and the 23 cities that kind of make up Greater Portland. And Metro does a number of regional functions, transportation planning, manages the system of parks and natural areas, manages the zoo and the convention center, and then a big part of Metro's work is the solid waste system, so managing and overseeing the garbage and recycling system. So the foundations of the grant program, the kind of high-level purposes are here to strengthen local efforts to reduce waste and make better use of the waste that's produced, and help foster economic opportunities for people that have historically been left out of the system or not benefited from it, particularly people of color. And the grant program came out of 2 plans at Metro. One is the 2030 Regional Waste Plan that was just adopted by the Metro Council. This is a 12-year roadmap for how Metro is going to manage the, working with partners, manage the garbage and recycling system for the next little over a decade. This plan emphasizes waste stream impacts, reducing the amount and toxicity of waste throughout the product life cycle, so from the way things are produced and manufactured to the way they're used and then discarded at the end of life. And it identifies grants as a key tool for a couple of the actions in the plan. And so that's one. And then the other important document is the strategic plan to advance racial equity, diversity, and inclusion. So this plan is something that guides all of Metro's work. And it is a recognition that communities, historically underserved communities, particularly communities of color, haven't benefited in the same way from some of the systems in our region and have suffered disproportionate negative impacts. And so this plan sets sort of the context for Metro to allocate resources in a way that advances equity. And so that's, you'll see that woven throughout this program. No, I meant to mention, we will have a lot of time at the end to ask questions, but we're such a small group, so if you have burning questions, feel free to chime in, but otherwise, you can save them for the end, we'll have a lot of time. Let's see. So now moving to the objectives of the grant program. The objectives here are for both the capital and program grants, and they are to reduce the amount and toxicity of waste, strengthen the prevention, reuse, recycling, composting, and energy recovery services, programs, and infrastructure, You can think of that as the investment side of investment in innovation, strengthening the existing systems we have, and then encouraging innovation and advancing new technology. That's more the innovation side of this program. We'll note that we don't anticipate all of the projects are going to have innovation, like new and exciting high-tech equipment, but a lot of them will advance new technology or ideas or creative thinking. And then the fourth is encourage new participants in the system that are from communities of color. And that includes not only who's involved in developing the project, but who benefits. And the there are two grant types, the capital grants, which are between $50,000 and $750,000, and that's for machinery, facility infrastructure, large equipment, and there is a match requirement that's mostly cash, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. And then there's also program grants, and that's subject of Thursday's info sessions if you're interested in potentially applying for one of those. But just to touch on it so you're aware that they exist, those are smaller ones between $25,000 and $75,000, personnel, operations, materials and services, associated with new or expanded programming. And that has a match requirement of 20%, and it can be cash or in kind. So the capital grant, back to the capital grant side of things, we have two priority project focus areas this round. We've identified types of projects, categories of projects that have sort of risen to priority for funding. One is projects that will improve recycling infrastructure serving single family and multifamily residents and businesses. So that's the curbside recycling programs. And the other is projects that strengthen the region's system for recovering commercial sector food waste. And the handbook, page 6, has a specific criteria. I didn't put it all here, but that flesh out what qualifies and what's ineligible for funding under these priority areas. And what priority means is that they will automatically be given extra scoring points, so they'll kind of rise up in the scoring just inherently. But it doesn't exclude other project types that meet the program objectives. So if your project isn't in this bucket, you're still eligible if it meets the other grant program objectives. So the applicant types, we can make grants to for-profit businesses and 501c organizations, nonprofits. And projects have to take place in the metro region, or they have to significantly and directly impact the products consumed or used, and the way or the waste generated in the region. There's a in the web the handbook describes how you can see if your project fits within the metro region. And you can apply for more than one grant. You can apply for multiple capital grants. You can apply for a capital or a program grant. You can apply for a program grant, multiple program grants. However, each one needs to be a separate application. Last year, we allowed combined program and capital. This year, we separated it. It was actually made it really difficult to combine them with their different match requirements. And so this year, you'll need to do a separate application, and they have separate processes. So we can talk more about that if you have specific questions.
So I'm sorry, you just said for the multiple capital grants, you want those to also be in a separate application.
Yeah, and if you have questions about whether you're, like if you have a project and you think it might be closely enough connected to be a single application, give me a call. We can walk through it, because if it, you know, determine whether it really needs its own application or it can be combined if it's all related closely enough. So the grant funds, how you could use your grant funds if you're awarded a grant and the match requirement. So funds can for this program can be used to support construction and related costs, professional services, contractors, equipment, materials and supplies. The grant money is dispersed on a reimbursable basis.
Yeah. So when you talk professional services, does it have to be non-employee professional services?
Yeah, this does not, this project, well, this program does not fund labor and personnel of the organization. Some of that can be used as match to the grant, but it's not an eligible cost for the capital. These are really more meant for facility upgrades and that sort of thing. The match match, and that actually that's the next point there, the 100% match requirement. So that means if you get a $750,000 grant, you have to contribute $750,000 of your own investment. With the capital grants, up to 33% of that can be personnel that are directly involved in implementing the project or overseeing it or somehow connected directly to the project. The rest of it has to be a cash match. And both grant funds and match have to be directly tied to the grant project and incurred during the grant period. So the grant period, we're gonna talk about when the grant period starts and ends in a subsequent slide, but things incurred during this application process would not qualify as match or grant eligible. We'll talk about that a little more specifically in a couple slides. The strongest, this is sort of our gold standard project that we would love to see, is that it would demonstrate positive impacts on the waste stream or reduce environmental or human health impacts associated with the life cycle of products, and it would advance equity and have a direct positive impact on underserved communities. Recognize it's pretty hard to get both of these in one project, so we'll break this down a little bit and talk about how that could be achievable, and just want to reiterate, as I will throughout the presentation, that we're available to talk with you about ways to kind of get your project closer to this sort of ideal standard for these grants. So examples of waste stream impacts, that could be projects that increase receiving and sorting capacity at an existing material recovery facility, that increase reuse or repair of discarded materials, or that recover more food waste or yard debris that could be used to make compost. If you wanted more examples, there's the 14 grants that we made this last funding cycle are on the Investment and Innovation and Grant Program website. And the reason it said in a couple slides ago, and or impacts to the environment and human health, is that we recognize that some tonnage is more important than others in terms of an environmental impact. So, for example, food and plastics have greater greenhouse gas impacts throughout their life cycle than certain other types of materials. So the project may have less quantity involved, but address a very impactful material. And then here's some examples of how an investment and innovation grant could advance equity and benefit community. The review committee is going to be looking for demonstrations that your project will have some kind of impact in a positive way on underserved communities, and that can take a couple of forms. Excuse me. It can be through the grant activities itself, so the project could provide economic opportunities, jobs, trainings, other, or perhaps reduce negative impacts of a facility located near a concentration of communities of color, for example. It could also take the form of through your organization or business's practices. So, your organization or business could have a strategic plan to recruit and train and support a diverse staff at all levels. And so that could be something that could get you additional points in the equity side of this grant program. So there's a number of additional examples in this handbook, and also just, again, refer you to the strategic plan to advance racial equity, diversity, and inclusion for some other ideas that might spur some thinking around this. And we're also available to chat with you about that. So getting into the proposal process, this program has, the capital grants at least, have two stages. It's a pre-proposal stage and a full proposal stage. The pre-proposals are due July 12th. I had someone after this morning session call me in a panic because she thought it was due June 12th, but still 6 weeks, and it's sort of an abbreviated proposal so that you don't spend all the time with the full proposal, but still give the committee an idea that your project fits within the objectives and is achievable. The committee will meet to review the pre-proposals and make recommendations for who to invite to submit a full proposal based on alignment with the grant program purpose and objectives and the responses to the questions. And that will conclude in August, so you would hear back if you were invited to submit a full proposal, and you would also receive feedback from the committee on what they, if they had any questions about your proposal to help strengthen it at the next stage. And then the full proposals are due end of September, September 27th. Those are by invitation only. There will be another information session. It's not been scheduled yet, but for those that are invited to apply to kind of help provide some assistance in developing the full proposal. The committee will review the full proposals and make their final funding recommendations to the Property and Environmental Services Director at Metro, and that will conclude in October. And then it goes through, there's a period where it kind of works its way up the chain at Metro, and the Metro Council has 7 days to request review of any of the funding recommendations or take action on it in some way. And after that, they become final. And so the final decisions will be made right around the, probably right around the middle of December, early middle of December, and then it goes into contracting. And the contracts need to be signed before the grant period starts. So you could anticipate, if you awarded a grant, your funding being available starting January of 2020. It's about a 6-month process. And the way that you apply for these grants is through our online portal, Zoom Grants, and there's a handout back there. It's really user-friendly, I think. We've had good responses from people about using this. Pretty straightforward, especially at the pre-proposal stage. Oh, yeah, sorry.
So what is the grant period in which the money must be spent? You're probably getting to that.
Yeah, I am getting to that, but I'll just tell you. It's, for the capital grants, it's, so our default is 18 months, and then if there's a, you know, need, like there's a construction timeline and it's established and Metro approves it, we can go up to 2 years. So it would start January and then go up to 2 years depending on, you know, the timeline for your work and if it's needed. So the Zoom Grants handout back there can help you get in, set up an account. It's pretty simple. It looks like this when you're in there. There's just a questions here. This first one is provide a brief high-level summary of your project. But that's about it, and it's there's more detail about how to use Zoom Grants in the handbook. A couple quick tips. I recommend doing it in Word and then copy and pasting it in there. And just take note of the character counts because they do include spaces, page or paragraph breaks, punctuation, and don't use any special characters. Arrows and things like that don't work in Zoom Grants. A couple of final thoughts. Just make sure your project directly ties to the objectives of the program. And there's a lot more detail. I keep harping on this handbook, but there is a lot more information about it in there. And just make it easy for reviewers. Tell a clear story how, why this project matters, what it's going to do, how you're going to do it. And if you're unfamiliar with writing a grant, many of you are really busy and this isn't what you do, I would recommend contract grant writers. We had a couple of successful grants use grant writers last round. This is a good place to start. Grant Professional Association Northwest. Website's up there. They have a list of contract grant writers. Hi, Jeff. Welcome. And the Zoom Grants Help Desk, you can access through the Zoom Grants your account page, and they are really helpful with technical assistance if you're having any issues with Zoom Grants. There's a handout back there on grant writing tips for this program, and then the people back here, we're all here to help you succeed, so please feel free to give me or any one of these folks a call. My card's in the background there, or back table there. And I think that's it. I feel like I talked really fast, but hopefully you got all that. And we're here now for maybe another half an hour if you have questions. Came for round two. Jeff was here this morning, had great questions. So if any of you, I'll just open it up, and then when questions have run out as a group, we can stick around and chat one-on-one with you if you're interested. Yeah.
Are there changes to the grants, questions, proposal questions from last year? Have you made adjustments in there, or is it sort of basically the same?
The biggest thing we changed was teasing out the program and capital and really firmly separating the two. Most of the nature, like the nature of the question changed, some wording maybe changed, because that was the first year we did it, and so we learned a lot from how people responded to some of the questions, so some fine-tuning. We did have a totally different budget template. The budget in Zoom Grants was not ideal, so we now it's just an Excel sheet, so I think it's a lot more straightforward. Yeah, I think that's those are the main changes. Can you think of anything else that I think that's... Yeah, it's kind of the essence is the same.
So, are the proposals that were submitted last year available for review?
The proposals?
Yeah.
You know, you can... Let's see.
You'd have to do a request for...
So the pre-proposals... So the pre-proposals, the way we handled them is they're available upon request because okay. There was a public records request and that kind of opened the door to releasing them, but we don't have them up on the website.
Okay.
The full proposals have confidential information in them, and so they're pretty heavily redacted, and you would have to go through a request for those,
okay.
A public records request. And if you're interested, you can do that. They are a public record, so...
Okay.
I mean, it's something to keep in mind when you submit the proposal. We have mechanisms in place for kind of protecting, to the best that we can, confidential information.
Yeah,
go for it.
So are any of the people that were awarded the grants last year, are they allowed to reapply this
mm-hmm.
year?
Yeah, he's right here.
Yeah.
Yes, we the only exception is you can reapply, but the committee's really going to want to know results from year one. So if you're applying for the same project in year two of the same project, this is probably useful for you. I don't know what you're thinking of, but if it's totally the same, the committee's going to want to know where you're at and what has been accomplished in year one, and it's still pretty early in the cycle, so I think that would be a disadvantage.
I mean, I can comment on that. Like, I think Oregon Food Bank is looking at innovative ways to, to rescue this food and get it into the hands of hungry people. But I think in terms of what I've read from this grant, the innovation grants, is that, you're not just going to fund it, based on the questions and the feedback I got from the proposal, it's like, they're not going to just fund a truck every year. Like,
yeah.
It needs to show that there's impact happening, there's
right.
growth in the program, that we're, doing something to sort of improve our systems. And I think, and I don't know if we have a capital item that will do that,
mm-hmm.
to be honest. Like,
yeah.
And I wouldn't apply for, just based on what your criteria is, I just don't know that I would apply. If I didn't have that.
Yeah.
And so, no, we're not thinking of anything right now.
Gotcha.
Just because
here to learn.
We're right. We just want to be competitive in the process, and I don't think we will be if, we're just doing the same thing over and over
again.
Right. So, yeah.
I'm just kind of randomly curious, how much of the funds from last year's cycle have actually been dispersed?
Oh, dispersed. That's a really good question.
Well, you could start with just what's the total amount awarded?
So the total, yeah. So we had $3 million last year. We awarded about $2.5 million, and we're in the process of closing out kind of the end of the fiscal year. So we're starting to get invoices come in from the last round. I don't know where we're at. Do you have any guess?
Maybe about 30%.
Maybe 30%. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Some of them are almost spent down already. Some of them haven't even invoiced, so it's kind of depends where they are in their cycle of buying equipment or in construction. And then last year, the $2.5 million was both the combined program and capital. Yeah. So.
Okay, so 30% of both programs.
Yeah, 30% with both. We'd have to go run down and look at our spreadsheets to
sure.
figure out how that breaks out. But.
And I guess reflective of the fact that it's a reimbursable system, so expenses have to be incurred, expenses then have to be invoiced, and invoices paid. So it takes a while to catch up for those grants that work really started going in January, February.
Sure. That's true.
And so how much is it this year?
So this year, so there's a budget item for this program. rate doubles it to $6 million, and it's still making its way through the agency's budget process. So it, the timing didn't quite work out for us to say we have $6 million, but that will be concluding, I think, June 20th or right around the end of the month. And so right now we're saying $3 million, but that if it if all goes well, we'll be up to $6 million. And we'll make that announcement on the website and probably a mass email just letting people know if the program increases. But to be safe, right now we're saying $3 million. And if it is $6 million, we another question I've had a few times is how does that break out between the program and capital? We didn't make a hard line, but we anticipate $5 million or so would go to capital and $1 million would go to program grants.
Since we have a bit of time,
yeah.
And I do plan on coming Thursday as well, could you give just a little like clip notes on the other program?
Yeah, that actually Maggie did a really great job of that, the program. That's so what you were talking about is sort of more programmatic grants. I think you guys, didn't you have a combined capital? And so they had a truck and program support to do the collection. So the program grants are really more for new or expanded programming. It's not year after year of an organization or a business's work, but it is to kind of expand the impact or try a new program. But basically, it's a lot of the it's the same objectives, but it's a smaller scale. It's probably more likely the nonprofit side of things of this program. And it's quite a range of projects can qualify. So this last round, we had an organization that is doing, it's a business actually, doing evaluations of the potential for businesses around town to do small-scale generators with wood waste. So that's like a consulting type project. So that program funded that. We funded Eco School Network. It's that's a grant for training parent, teacher, waste reduction specialists to go out and kind of create this army of parent volunteers to do waste projects in schools. Freebie got a program grant to kind of implement some lean processes in there. So they had worked with a consultant to develop some improvements in their processes, and so the grant was to help implement some of those and some equipment to help that be possible. So it's more, it can fund labor. That's a difference between capital and program. It can fund staff costs directly. We'll talk about this a lot more on Thursday.
Difference in match.
Oh yes, the difference in match. So it's a 20% match. It's smaller grant, smaller match requirement. One of the differences between we've also made it more clear where the line is for equipment between program and capital. And we can go into that if you're interested. But like in the last round, there's like the trucks could kind of fit into either. And this year, the capital grant, like capital grants are more related to facility improvements and infrastructure. Program grants are more like out in community. Sort of that's a like really rough line, and there's some nuances there, but kind of those programs have kind of separated, gotten a little more clear.
You know, the big difference is, yeah, just that sheer dollar amount.
Dollar amount, yeah. $75,000 versus $750,000, so that's the...
And you only have to match 20%.
That's why I mentioned we, with the smaller grants, we get more community groups and nonprofits. But there were some businesses that also applied and a few awarded. So. Anything else? Yeah, Jeff?
I thought I'd...
Oh, no, you're fine.
I did too many earlier, but in looking online at the 10 questions, is there anywhere for submitting drawings or anything along those lines on round one?
You know, we didn't actually, I'm thinking, let me just refresh my memory. I think we sort of discouraged that in round one, having a, just to keep it streamlined, but I don't know that it's prohibited. Let me just double check. Gosh. Do you remember?
I don't think we have a way to upload.
I don't think we have upload. upload set up at the pre-proposal stage.
Upload for like nonprofit, some kind
of
document.
Yeah, like the 501c designation if you're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we really contemplate that at the pre-proposal stage.
I guess if you're thinking it's critical to the understanding of your pre-proposal, which is really a conceptual proposal, then just contact Susan.
Yeah.
We can it may or may not be a
page. We can create it. And then if you make it to the full proposal, all of that stuff can be uploaded.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, I think we should call it. And we're going to stick around. So if you want to have some one-on-one time, we are available. Thank you guys for coming. And please.
And if you take your questions after the fact, please just contact.